Okay, so we're back.
Oh, hello everybody.
That's an amazing start. Yeah, so this is Arcade Replays again. We're back in, this time, Ueno. We've just spent a day working away on Tekken Tag 2. We've had ups and downs, mainly downs. Yeah, Josh, what's going on?
Not much. You know, just reminiscing on the day. A lot of, as you said, ups and downs. But it ended on a positive note, so...
Yeah, to be honest, we've been reminiscing about, not actually today, but... I don't know, years gone by, we were just talking about Marvel Capcom and how much garbage it is. Well, I was. I'll take ownership of that. That's me. But, yeah. No, what I was going to ask you is, because we were talking about rage.
Right.
You know, you think it should be used as an offensive kind of, you know, you are pushed to be offensive if you have rage.
Right.
I was going to ask you about Tekken versus Street Fighter. You know about the Pandora system?
Actually, I don't know about that. So.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so... what happens is one of your characters, you know, you've got two characters working on one team.
Right.
One of them commits suicide, and it kind of gives the other character left, the one character left, this kind of rage system where they've got the ability to do, you know, all these kind of ultras, and but they literally have 10 or 15 seconds to use it, otherwise they die. So it's like there's a counter on their life that's running down.
Well, I mean, it doesn't sound too bad. Is that activated by the gems, or...?
I have no idea. I was just reading something about Seth Killian and how they're even thinking about dropping it. I mean, has the game been released? I don't know what's going on there.
It's like I don't know. I think that game's going to end up being garbage, so I don't even care about it.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah.
I mean, it's only coming out for consoles, right? It's not. There's no arcade release planned ever.
Would be amazing, though, if it did come out on a...
I thought it would have at least, you know, since it's using Street Fighter 4-esque technology... You would have thought it'd be easy. Maybe they'll come out with an arcade edition. Capcom does love to milk their products, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the place that we were just at, that Hey Game Center in Akihabara, they had a lot of things that I thought were just console release, you know, on individual machines.
Oh, like which one?
Oh, man. There was Street Fighter Alpha 03 something. There was... Oh, man. You got me. There was plenty. You remember there was like one cabinet up against the wall, so they weren't linked. You know, you couldn't play anybody, but, okay.
I'll take your word for it. There were a lot of games. Well, there was that version of Street Fighter 2, the like Hyper Super Turbo Edition, which is not Super Turbo, it's the game where you could play as all the different Street Fighter character versions at once.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could play Street Fighter 2, like, normal vanilla Street Fighter 2 Ryu versus, like, Super Turbo Ryu.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you played normal Ryu, he could stun someone in, like, two hits.
Yeah, and Guile players and Sagat players, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You suck. Street Fighter is garbage.
Why are we talking about Street Fighter on a Tekken podcast?
Anyway, yeah, let's get back to it. So, I don't know, did you like gain anything from this week in the world of Tekken?
I gained a lot of...
You gained a lot of gold, I'll tell you that.
I did gain a lot of gold, but at the cost of real gold. Yeah, I'm not too happy about that.
Yeah.
But, I gained a lot of experience and... You know, I tried experimenting with new characters, trying to see if there was something I needed to do to get above this plateau I've been kind of at recently.
Yeah. So what you've been doing? You've been trying out new characters and new strategy, or...?
I mean, the strategy, it's hard to change, I guess. Well, I guess it depends. When you have a new character, you have to play a little bit differently with your other character. So, like, I think playing a new character will give me the, it'll give me the, not the option, but the opportunity to try new stuff.
Yeah.
Just because of, your secondary character can help dictate how people will block and react to your point character,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Totally agree. I don't know though. I asked you earlier, sorry to ask you again, but you know this kind of creativity kind of thing? Like, you get to a point where you think, well, not think, but you just feel that there's not a lot of creativity in this character. You know, I've taken it as far as I want to or I can for now, and yeah, you switch up characters. So I guess my point, coming round to it, have you tried Jinpachi yet?
I haven't tried Jinpachi, but he, you know, he seems very interesting. I try to stay away from the characters that, you know, seem overpowered, just for the sake of it. I mean, I don't find him too appealing as a character. You know, he seems a little boring.
You don't like old man chest?
I don't really care for old men, you know. You know, that's why I don't like Wang. Well, I like him in Tekken Tag 1, but
Sorry, I just love the name Wang.
Yeah, Wang.
Wang's amazing.
Yeah, I don't care much for Wang. I mean, do you care for Wang?
Well, you know, like, last week, me and a friend actually met somebody called Ada Wang.
Oh, really?
And I think that's one of the funniest names I've ever heard.
Ada Wang. Sounds like a Resident Evil character.
Yep, but back to Tekken. Yeah, no, I totally agree. There's just something about playing... Yeah, I don't know, this kind of old kung fu master kind of thing is overplayed. I want somebody fresh, and like JC for me is dope. I can really like get into the character and this. I don't know.
Yeah, the only old guy I like is Heihachi, but I mean, he's not even old anymore.
Yeah,
but I think he's actually more interesting now. You know, I kind of like his new look.
Yeah, you like the handlebar mustache.
Yeah, handlebar mustache, and you know, he's
I got a lot of Wang jokes. We're just sticking with the Wang. Has there been any like improvements to him? Have you had a chance to
To Heihachi?
Yeah.
I mean, I think his electric wind god fist seems a little bit improved. It has some seems to have some extra like phantom range. You know, where it hits part. It'll hit phantom limbs. You know, body parts that aren't really there, but it's like the hitbox.
Lovely.
Seems like they buff that quite a bit.
Yeah.
I know I've seen it hit people from a good two or three character distances away. And his down back two is a little bit better. It actually just seems to hit harder. And I think people are actually afraid of it now.
Yeah.
What else does he have? He has... His health sweeps are still like Tekken 6. You know, if you block the first one, you can do anything to him, but if he gets the first one off, then it's safe if you block the second one. So that's still good.
Yeah,
his while standing one got better.
Uh-huh.
Before it used to just knock him away, you couldn't do anything. Now you get a death fist afterwards.
Oh wow!
So it's actually, for, I guess, a 14 frame punisher. It's a lot of damage. Mm-hmm. It's not a juggle, but
yeah,
still pretty good.
It's guaranteed, right?
It's guaranteed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah, I know that this week you said you changed. Well, you pretty much changed up characters as well. So you started Lars.
Oh,
anything going on there?
You mean like today? Earlier today, you mean?
I don't want to go back to it, but yeah, let's talk about Lars. Let's talk about
Lars.
That horse crap.
Oh yeah, he's bullshit, but
he's good bullshit, right?
He's good bullshit. Yes,
I mean, like that shit.
Sometimes you have to do what the other people are doing if you want to win, especially here in Japan. No one's gonna cut you a break if you're playing with.
Yeah, if you're playing with an actual interesting set of characters like Unique, like Eddie and Marduk, that's actually. I've never seen anybody else playing that team, but yeah, everybody's playing Lars,
you know.
Jump on that.
You gotta jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's something I'd want to do, you know, as I'm only gonna play Lars, but you know, if I practice him, at least I know I have him, you know, ready in case I'm fighting someone who is going to pick, I don't know, Lars plus X character, like Lars Jack or Lars Leo.
Yeah.
Just a character made for BS, way too high combo damage.
Yeah.
So at least make it competitive.
Yeah, I'm tired of that bullshit. It's seriously going to be a problem. I every other player is playing a Lars team or a King, Iron King team. Iron King?
Iron King?
Yeah, man.
I don't know who Iron King is, but...
and I've seen some. I'm just upset with like the performance of myself like today, especially against Armor King and King teams. It's just epic bullshit.
Yeah, they'll just do, and they all play the same. I mean, I guess it's not really a difficult strategy to figure out, but if you're not on point, you'll lose a lot of health quickly, and then you get flustered and you lose. You know, they're gonna do the Armor King's gonna come in, he's gonna do the sweep. If you don't block the sweep, he's gonna either while standing kick you or try to throw you.
Yeah.
Or hop kick you.
I'm getting sick of people like chasing me down and then doing that awkward knee to the face kind of grab.
It's
bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care much for Armor King. I think he's a lot of people think he's not that good, but I think he's pretty good. And he's got very good reset potential, which I think is very important in this game.
Yeah.
And King, you know, he's got a plethora of throws, and his juggle damage is really fucking good for a throw character. So
yeah, it's not even that, man. It's not even like because I play so many of them now. You know, I haven't played that many games, but so many King, Armor King, and it's just. To be honest, it's just totally boring.
Yeah.
I lose my concentration with it because it's just like, here comes Armor King, here comes King, and it's just, I want to play an interesting game. I'd like to play something. I'd like to play some of the new characters. You know, I want to see something interesting. I don't want to see this bullshit.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to record it. I wouldn't want to watch it. You know, at a competition.
Yeah, you don't want to see the same two character teams over and over.
Yeah.
And I mean, I understand because you know, there's what 44 characters in this game. You know, that makes, I don't even know what number that is, but it's certainly more than the two or three teams you always see.
Yeah.
I mean, even when I record videos, it's the matches are high quality, like, you know, high level matches, but those get boring if it's the same two characters going at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what time is it now? Is it time for... it's 7 o'clock. It's time to beef on somebody.
Beef on someone?
Yeah, you want to do it, man? Who's upset you this week?
Who upset me this week?
Yeah, tell a story.
Does that have to be a person?
Could be. I mean, I'd prefer it. I would love it. But
well, what if I complain about a
a nerf or...
No, not a nerf. Can I complain about, like, an arcade?
Oh, sweet. Yep. Let's do it. Let's call out arcades.
I don't care much for Ikebukuro Gigo.
Gigo.
Yes.
G-I-G-O.
G-I-G-O.
It's gotta go.
Yes, it's gotta go.
Yeah.
You know,
what's happening, man?
Oh, I mean, I went to a tournament there yesterday, and I came there, you know, I went in the rain, I just got out of work, you know, I thought, oh, you know, I go to this tournament, it should be fun. You know, I get there, it's supposed to be a 32-man tournament, only 10 people show up.
10 people tournament.
10 people
awesome.
Tournament, right.
Awesome.
Well, it's only Hyakuen, which is, so it's like a dollar, so I figured, you know, all right, fine, 10 people, you know, at least it's worth the money, I guess. But I didn't really like how they set up the brackets where, so they said they took a 16-man tournament bracket, they put 8 people there, and then they just added on top of the top seed and the bottom seed, the other two brackets. So basically, the people who are at the top and the bottom would have to fight 2 people to get out of the first round. And it just so happened that I managed to, luckily, pick one of the people who... I picked the one that went first and also would have to fight 2 people to get out of the bracket.
Awesome.
So, you know, I went there and I played the game and... Oh yes, it was also set to 2 rounds apiece as opposed to 3 for some reason. So yeah, so basically I was 1 and out. You know, because if you don't know, Japanese tournaments are always single elimination.
Yep.
So
there's none of this pooling kind of shit going down.
No pooling. You know, you fight somebody. If it's a match, you don't have any time to adapt to anybody. You know, you're out.
Yep.
So
how many rounds?
Just 2 rounds.
2 rounds.
2 rounds to win. So
I mean, that's huge time to adapt.
Yes.
I mean, that's yep.
So yeah, and I ended up fighting. I guess that. When I went to the last tournament, those two guys were like the ones who got first and second place. So I would have had to beat the best guys just to get out of the first round.
Yep. Yep.
So
yep.
It was kind of stacked against me.
Yep.
So yep. I just felt that they could have at least given me 3 rounds to at least, you know, give me some time to adapt.
Yeah, seriously, it's got to be one of the easiest jobs in the world working in an arcade. Because,
right.
I mean, they've got to set up a tournament with 10 people. I mean, that's the best they could do, you know, like... Two people have got to like battle twice to get out of the. What's that about?
Well, no, the thing that made me upset is last time I went there, there was only six people. So, but we played like round robin where we each played each person.
Yes.
So I thought, you know, why not just do it again? You know,
exactly.
There's only 10 people. Big deal, you know. It's gonna take what, an extra 20 minutes?
Mm.
It's like if I was running a tournament. You know, especially since it's run by the arcade, wouldn't you want it to at least look successful to get people hyped to come there?
Yeah.
Instead of trying to get it over in like 5 minutes and.
Yeah, and it's been advertised for. Well, they advertise a month in advance. You know,
yeah,
it's coming every month. So, I mean, but do you think like? Let me give me a train of thought here. Do you think that the reason that there's nobody coming to these events is because? They've had that experience that it is just the worst. Like, there's really no organization, there's not a lot of energy going into it, and the fact that 10 people turned up to a tournament that's been advertised for a month, and do you think that's down to the arcade just and their lacking in ability to properly run a tournament? Or
it's strange, because this time there weren't any other people really waiting, but I've been to the ones where, you know, the tournament only has a few people in it, but yet there's still like 20 guys playing the game on the side. It's like, why didn't they join the tournament?
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything. I mean, you pay 100 yen, but that's what you'd be paying for a game
anyway.
Right,
that's what you'd be paying for a game, so there's really no point not to enter the tournament if you're there. But
yeah.
I think it's just like, you know, like you said, maybe it's because they don't want to deal with the, you know, this kind of unorganized
nonsense.
Things.
They just want a game.
They just want to play the game. You know, if it was run a little better, or, you know, because it just seems like, you know, they make up the rule on the spot. You know, they have what they say is a 32-man tournament, but then the rule changes depending on how many people enter. That seems a little strange, right?
Yes, baloney.
So they just would rather, you know, why deal with that? You know, why deal with the bullshit? You know, setup that, you know, you can't win depending on who you are. You know, you get screwed. Because it's all random.
Yeah.
Which is good in a way, but...
What do you think? If there was actual, like, prizes, if there was, I don't know, a cash prize or something, you think that would tempt the Tekken kids?
It doesn't have to be a cash prize. What they give you now is just a fucking certificate.
It's not even a certificate. That denotes some amount of quality. What we're looking at here is something printed on an Epson. Yeah. Epson 16-bit color printer, you know.
Just maybe gave you, like... Well, I know if you look on the Tekken Tag 2 website, you can get titles for winning tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's these tournaments. But do you think at the very least they could give you some gold?
Yeah.
Like, be like, if you win this tournament, you get, like, 1 million gold or something. That way, you'd get 32 people.
You'd get 32 people.
You'd get 32 people.
Jesus Christ.
And then you'd have a real tournament.
Yeah.
But I think that place, in general, runs them a little poorly. Like, I've been to multiple tournaments at that place because, for some reason, I always notice there's a tournament there. But, like, the one we went to in Akihabara, not many people came, but I felt at least it was a little bit better run. Not really, but better run than that Ikebukuro one. You know, at least there was a man giving play-by-play. You know, at least...
Yeah, he seemed to know what he was talking about as well, because he was doing the running commentary while you were gaming.
Right.
And he was knowing what you were doing. He wasn't just some random dude.
Yeah, he wasn't just like, oh my god. You know, he actually said, you know...
Punch,
yes. Yeah. But here, you know, they didn't even say anything.
Yeah. That sucks.
But, we've got two tournaments coming up on the 26th, so you and I have to go to them.
Yeah, I'm ready, man. 26th, there's two tournaments that day in different places, so, and if you, in the off chance that you're listening to this in Japan, Shinjuku Taito Game Center on the east side.
The other one is at Club Sega in Akihabara, the main one.
Yeah, those are two things to, try and get involved, because seriously, you know, it's fun to play, but, you know, it's fun to just have a bit of a tournament kind of edge, you know, and if you're around, if you're listening, play, you know, get involved in the tournament, try and make it a big deal, because who knows, in a few months, this might not be happening, they might say it's not working out, and...
Right,
not doing it at all.
That's the thing. I mean, when the game comes out, they're gonna have a lot of tournaments. But, you know, like for BR, you know, towards the end,
they only had big tournaments, they wouldn't have these small ones because there's no point.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of sad that now this game just came out, but yet only 6 people want to play, 10 people want to play. So, you know, it's only a matter of time before they stop if no one keeps coming.
Yeah.
Because it's just not worth, it's not worth their time to...
Yeah, it's not worth the advertising investment. I mean, they're not getting any kind of benefit. I mean, financially, they're not getting anything from it. In fact, I'd say they're actually losing money because of the time that they have to, like, they have to take an entire set of cabinets, what, 6 cabinets?
Right.
They have to shut them, not shut them down, but they have to set them up for a tournament situation.
Right. And usually there's people waiting to play, so
yeah,
they could be making money off those people, but instead they're...
Yeah.
They're only making the 100 yen they got off of the guys in the tournament.
Yeah, they're shutting it down for half an hour for a tournament, you know, and in that time they're making, like, minimal amounts, you know. It's dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb.
So they really need to... People need to come out, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if you suck, you know, here's how you get better.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
couldn't agree more.
That's how you gotta do it, you know.
Yeah. During the week as well, I got to meet one of your friends, Mr. Kane.
Oh, yes. Good guy. Kane and Kenai, they came from SoCal. Very good players, especially Kane. He's very good with Lily. First time to meet him. Pretty nice guys, and a lot of information. I think they're enjoying themselves here. So,
yeah, I mean, basically all that I got was a sore ass.
A sore ass?
Yeah, they, yeah, it was a lesson. Especially Kane. Yeah, that guy's mathematical.
Yeah, he's a very calculated guy out.
But I really respect him because, you know, everybody's got their own play style, but he seems to be the kind of guy that's more interested in learning rather than winning, if that makes sense. You know, he'd rather, like you were saying earlier, he'd rather take 100 losses to learn how to effectively defend against something as opposed to taking a cheap win.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's what I gathered from him. You know, he prefers to lose, you know, if it helps him get better.
Yeah.
I'm sure no one prefers to lose, but I mean...
Yeah, but his main goal is...
Yeah, what's the point of winning if, you know, you only got lucky? It won't help you in the future.
Yeah.
So you gotta respect that kind of attitude, you know.
Yeah, especially in Tekken, because no offense, I think a lot of people are more into, you know,
a cheap win.
It's about the wins. I'm not naming names, but yeah, it's all about wins. Which, you know, respect if it is for you, but no, I'm personally, and getting wins is nothing. I mean, you could just come to a game center at 11 o'clock in the morning and play scrubs and get 100 wins. You could have 100%, but it doesn't mean you're going to win a tournament. It doesn't mean you're not going to, you know, you're not going to be respected for that. So
yeah, I mean, I remember towards the end of BR, like if you went and looked at some characters, you could check to see who was the top player with certain characters, and it was always someone you'd never heard of. But they had like 25,000 wins or something. So I mean,
what the hell's that about?
So I mean, they were probably just playing, you know, their friends, or you know, they lived in somewhere in the boonies, you know, that has one machine and
yeah.
Or even if it was a metropolitan place, you know, there's a lot of places even in Tokyo you can go that are just quiet places where you can dominate if you're fairly good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quality, not quantity, personally, you know. Yeah, I don't really feel anything if I take a cheap win. Like, if the guy just has to get up and go, and he just wants to commit, I mean, I'm not gaining anything from that at all, you know.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Winning feels good, though. I like to win, too. I like to win, I like to learn. But sometimes I'm in the mood for winning.
And today was?
Well, you know, today I was in the mood to win, I guess.
Yeah.
But I was actually learning as well. You know, when I win, I like to at least keep it interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I'll either play characters that I'm not so adept with to make it fair. So, you know, I still have the challenge of trying to win. You know, even though if I know I'm better than the person I'm playing, I'll try to keep it interesting for myself.
Yeah, give yourself a handicap or whatever.
Yeah, that's about the best you can do for a game.
That's cool. But while we're talking about leveling up your game, that's my link.
Oh, your link?
Yeah, I just wanted to say... The new level up your game on SeaFox is fantastic. I haven't really learned anything, but I'm going to keep with it. There's a lot to learn there.
Sorry, you didn't learn anything?
Not really. I watched the video and it seemed like, you know, from what I knew prior to watching the video, you know, I didn't really respect Steve as a character at all. You know, it's just cheap, but seriously, yeah.
There's a lot of time put into Steve, you know. You can't be good with him just like, you know, he's not Bob or something. You can't learn his juggles in like a day or an hour.
You were upsetting a lot of Bob players. I think 90% of the Tekken Nation are playing Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he sucks. Sorry, guys.
a terrible design and just he's boring to watch.
He's a joke character. He shouldn't be doing this. He shouldn't be like of any stature.
It's unappealing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Less said about Bob, the better.
Yep. I'm moving on. Everybody's moving on. You should too. Don't play Bob. You suck.
Yes.
And that's what I said. Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm trying to think recently. Yeah, Steve's doing it for me. I gotta learn a lot more about him, but also JC. I don't know. I think they could be a good team.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a very good team on paper. It's a very high execution team, I would say.
Okay, I'm gonna drop Steve. How about that?
Well, JC is still pretty high execution as well.
Damn.
Maybe you do well with.
Don't say Bob.
Maybe you do well with.
This guy's analyzing my playstyle now and thinking, who's good at grabbing?
Who's good at grabbing?
Who's good at reversals?
And who can do a lot of damage without juggles?
With no juggles. Juggles is not a must. Not a juggler.
Not a juggler.
Yeah, not a magician.
You have to, though, in this game.
Yeah.
You won't win.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. You know, Steve and Julia are very, they're very complex characters.
They're not day one characters.
They're not day one characters.
Yeah.
I would advise if you're a, beginning Tekken, maybe you'd want to stay away from those characters until you've learned the basics.
Huh.
You know, yeah, they're not simple characters. I mean, they could be played simply, but you won't win. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But, what attracts you to Julia? I mean, JC, sorry.
You've just let down so many people, man.
I know, spoilers, I'm sorry.
Julia, I don't know. Extremely small character hitting like a freight truck. She's got kind of an Elisa appeal to me. Also, just her design, I think, is fantastic.
See, Elisa doesn't appeal to me.
She doesn't, that's why I'm not playing her. I mean, she has something, but, you know, it's that kind of, like, small character but doing big damage. I like that kind of thing. That kind of, like, chainsaw stuff, and there's a lot going on there. JC, too. I don't know, she doesn't seem to be a character that's overly used here, and I think that's what's attracting me to her. I'd have said 6 months ago, or a year ago, that Zafina wasn't very, she wasn't popular at all. I mean, only for like very high level players that were trying to look for a handicap or they wanted to find something else, because I don't believe in tier lists personally, but I do know that Zafina, Mokujin, maybe those two were seen as the least kind of applicable characters. But I don't know what's happened between Tekken 6, Tekken Tech 2. It seems like Zafina's been pumped a little. She's actually viable as a legit character on a team. So I'm seeing a lot more of Zafina coming along, but I was going to say Julia, but JC, yeah, I haven't seen that much going on with her.
Well, I mean, I've seen her a lot on high-level players. You know, a lot of the videos I have, every other player is JC.
Yeah.
But I mean, just in general, though, you don't just see, like, you know, Joe Schmo, you know, first Dan playing JC.
Yeah.
So, you know, in a way, you're right, you know, she's very good, so a lot of top players will use her, but
the execution,
she's not accessible enough.
Yeah.
For the average, you know, the learning guy.
Yeah. Simple is best, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, simple is best. You know, playing Jin or something, he's pretty simple. That's what that guy does.
Nice.
Jin or Paul. No knocks against those characters, they're fun.
Cool. Guys, come back part two.